Well, let's start with prayer. Dear Father God, we're here this Sunday morning, Lord, and it's a beautiful morning. The sun's out. It's warm, or will be warm, and we just thank you so much for it. Lord, we're here to go racing and having fun, but before we do that, we want to start our morning with you. Sunday is still your day, and we want to dedicate it to you. You have no problem with us having a good time, but you do want to be number one in our life. So we just thank you so much, Father, and as we get ready to read from your word, I just ask that you speak through me. Let the message go to whoever needs to hear it, and let anything I say that's for me fall to the ground. Let your Holy Spirit be the guide. We just thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I always like going back to basics. And first thing we got to start with is, do we believe that there is a God? And most people do. But are we living the way this God wants us to live? Now, there's another question. And you're sitting there going, oh, man, here we go. We're going to get beat up today. No, that's actually not what I'm going to do. But do we live the way God wants us to live? Most of us don't. You know, we try, but we don't. So I want to give you a little history. I just want to go back and just read some scriptures and just talk about how the Bible, you know, what the Bible says about all this. God knows what he wants. He has a law on how he wants people to live. He gave this law to his people, which are the Israelites, you know, years and years ago, thousands of years ago. And he wanted them to live by it. And, of course, they couldn't do it. Well, coming to find out, when you read the Bible a little closer, nobody can keep the law. There are so many rules and regulations that God had in the law that, you know, we can try, but we will fail. So what was the law really for? I mean, why have all these rules? Well, there are still rules that God would like to see us follow, but he knows that it's too hard for us to do. So what does the law prove? It proves that we can't follow it. Well, that's kind of catch 22. Now what? I mean, if we can't follow the law and we're supposed to live like God wants us to live, where do we go from there? Well, let me just read a scripture. It says, therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. That's what we just said. You know, we know that it points out sin. It shows us that we can't live by it. So let's keep going. So why worry about sin? I mean, does it even matter? Well, it doesn't really matter unless you want to spend eternity in heaven with God. Then it matters. If that doesn't matter to you, then no, it really doesn't matter if you sin. But I think none of us really want to spend eternity separated from God. That'd be kind of a horrible way to spend eternity. So let's go on and just see what the Bible says. It says, but now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. It says, this righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Hey, wait a minute. Now, that's cool. What is this? I mean, what did that just say? It says, this righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. See, that next verse is the one that's kind of scary. He says, there is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So you're back to, okay, now we're getting beat up again because none of us can make it. But no, God made a way for us to make it to heaven. And the way he did that is this next verse brings it out real clear. And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. What exactly does that mean? Well, what it means, real basic, it's not hard at all. It's us people is what make Christianity hard. It ain't God didn't make it hard. We make it hard. Okay, we figure out, no matter what, we always sin. And be it telling a white lie, be it swiping a pencil here. I mean, none of us are perfect. Well, somebody has to account for that at some point. Well, since we can't do that, God says, okay, I use my own son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for these sins. That way, I can still have these people with me in eternity. And all we have to do is accept it, accept the grace. It says, by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. That's what we're justified by. So what we have to do is we got to believe that Jesus was the sacrifice for the sins we commit. See, because that next verse is still kind of scary. It says, for the wages of sin is death. But then the second half is the awesome part again. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Man, that is just awesome. And when you think about it, you know, what do you have to do to receive Jesus as your Savior? All you have to do, you have to say, Jesus. And now, this is something, you know, people say, you know, you got to say the sinner's prayer, then you're saved. Well, yeah, that's kind of the way it works. But you can say all the prayers in the world. If you don't mean it in your heart, they're not good for anything. So the first thing you got to remember is you got to truly mean it. But if you don't like the way your life is going, and if you don't like where you think you're going when you die, if you don't know where you're going when you die, then you need to get that squared away, because we never know how long we're going to be here. And how do we do it? Well, we accept the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. He came to this earth. He lived here on earth. He allowed himself to be crucified, which means hung on the cross. He died for our sin. He rose 3 days later and is now in heaven with God the Father preparing a place for us. That's all we have to do. We have to believe that he did that for us. If we believe that he did that, then we will be saved. The scripture promises that. Now, does that make life real easy? If anything, sometimes it makes it harder. Because when I wasn't saved, man, I could just do anything I wanted. It didn't really matter. But then once I became saved, all of a sudden it's like, well, I shouldn't really do this. I don't think, you know, the Holy Spirit, which is part of God, comes and takes up residence in our body when we receive Jesus. And it's like our conscience. And when we start doing things we ain't supposed to, the Holy Spirit says, hey, you ought to probably not do that. Then we have a choice. We listen or we don't. I remember the commercial from years ago. You know, you got the good angel and the bad angel sitting on your shoulder. And that's exactly what it's like, really, if you think about it. Yeah, you got good on one side, bad on the other, and they're whispering it, you know, in your ear. And it's still your choice. God doesn't force anybody to do anything they don't want to do. So we have every right to do whatever we want to do. We just got to remember that we will. You know, there will be consequences for what we do. You know, so what we've learned this morning then is, you know, we need Jesus as our Lord and Savior if you want to go to heaven. If you don't want to go, that's your choice, but that'd be kind of a nasty way to go, I think. We know sin separates us from God. Because of that, he sent Jesus and he paid the price. Why am I telling you this? I mean, I could just come out here and race just like, you know, everybody does. And I enjoy racing, so that'd still be a good time. But, man, a bunch of you people are my friends. I mean, I know a lot of people. I've spent years with you guys. And I don't want anybody to go to hell. I want everybody to be in heaven with me. Hey, there might be a motocross track there. We don't know. Probably not, but who knows? I might even win. You don't know that either. So, I mean, hey, that'd be a first, but that'd be awesome. So, we know that eternity will be great. We also know having Jesus as our Lord and Savior doesn't always make it easy. We still have struggles. We still get sick. And it doesn't always make sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't care what people say. You know, it's really hard to understand how God works sometimes. I just got to trust that what he says is true. And this last couple of verses right there is the one that we really need to hang on to. And it's out of Romans 8, verse 38 and 39. It says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." That is a whole bunch of stuff that says right there, but it's real basic, I mean, real simple. We can shorten that up. Once we're God's children, we're always God's children. There is no way around it. We are it. And we might mess up and we might do things wrong, and we're still his children. Now, we're not going to be happy in it. I mean, I know if I do things I ain't supposed to do, I'm not a very happy camper. And, you know, God draws us back. He doesn't want us to live that way. So we got to remember it. You know, we can make life better here by following what God wants us to do. And that's what it's all about. He wants us to follow him because he knows what's better. And then we will have a better life. Like I said, I'm not guaranteeing that you won't be sick. I'm not guaranteeing you won't wreck your car. Hey, there's things that happen that we don't understand. But we have to trust that the end result will be great, and that is guaranteed. And with that, I'd like to close. Dear Father God, we thank you so much for everything you do. We thank you for making it simple. Having faith in Jesus is all it takes. Knowing that he died for us is what it takes to be your followers. And it's not hard. But it's so hard. That's the hard part. The hard part is for us to surrender. We all want to be in charge. And it's hard to not be in charge sometime. So, Lord, I just ask you to touch every person here. And the ones that know you, just refresh that in their minds and in their hearts. And if there's anyone listening that doesn't know you yet, I ask that you'd put it in their heart that they would come to know Jesus. That's the best way to go. And Lord, as we get ready to go racing, I just ask that you'd be with us, protect us, let us have a good time, do it all for your glory, Lord. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for coming.